Thank you, Chair. I must exercise my right of reply in response to the statements made by the representatives of Iraq, Tunisia, the Palestinian Authority, and Cuba. Those representatives have repeated a slew of lies and half-truths about the situation. As usual, not a single word of condemnation for the 1,400 innocent Israeli victims, men, women, and children who were tortured, raped, and butchered by Hamas ISIS. First, I want to be clear that Israel deeply regrets the suffering caused to innocent civilians in Gaza. We are fighting a war we did not want, started by a murderous terrorist organization that has committed multiple war crimes and crimes against humanity. Hamas is a terrorist organization more murderous than ISIS. There is no logic or reason to trust any claim, data, or announcement made by this organization, nor quote it in this forum. Israel is committed to international law. In accordance with its core values, Israel operates in compliance with international law. Israel works to limit damage caused to the civilian population in Gaza and attacks only legitimate military targets. Since the beginning of the conflict, the IDF has made more than 20,000 calls, dropped 1.5 million leaflets, and sent 4.4 million SMSs and 6 million voice messages urging civilians to move to safety. The IDF forces continue to secure Palestinian civilians in their temporary movement to safer areas, while Hamas terrorists try to prevent them from leaving. Israel will continue to abide by IHL. Terrorists do not. Civilian casualties in Gaza are the sole responsibility of Hamas ISIS. I thank you.